AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is leaving Geneva after a shorter-than-expected meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Kind of after 2 hours there, we looked at each other like, okay, what next?
The president says their meeting was straightforward. He says his agenda is not against Russia. It's about the American people.
This is not a kumbaya moment, as he used to say back in the 60s in the United States, like, let's hug and love each other. But it's clearly not in anybody's interest, your country's or mine, for us to be in a situation where we're in a new Cold War. And I truly believe he thinks that. He understands that.
Vladimir Putin said through an interpreter they spoke the same language.
That doesn't mean that we necessarily have to look into our eyes, look into our souls. We need to have eternal friendship and love. But no, we have to represent our countries. And the relationship is a pragmatic one, primarily.
President Biden says he stressed human rights issues with Putin. That includes the cases of two Americans who Biden says are wrongfully imprisoned in Russia, as well as the case of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The Federal Reserve is looking to speed up plans to start dialing back the low interest rate policies that have helped set off a swift rebound from the pandemic recession, but have also coincided with rising inflation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has taken a formal step toward sending a bill to President Biden that designates the site of the deadliest attack on the LGBTQ community in American history, the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, as a national memorial. 49 people were killed there. Scientists have found a dead Asian giant hornet north of Seattle, the first so-called murder hornet found in the country this year. While not usually aggressive toward humans, murder hornet sting is extremely painful, and repeated stings, though rare, can kill. This is AP News. A big power chimney in Florida imploded.
Spectators cheered as Florida Power and Light, the largest electric utility in Florida, imploded the towering chimney of the Indiatown Cogeneration Plant in Martin County, the company's last coal plant in Florida. The 495-foot stack raised a cloud of dust as it fell on its side in one piece. Spokesman Bill Orloff says the demolition is a sign of things to come.
It is a milestone. It is another marker that we're saying we've now ended coal here in the state of Florida.
The company says it'll tear down the rest of the plant later this year and put in a solar energy facility. I'm Jennifer King.
Passengers on Southwest Airlines continue to deal with canceled flights and delays as the airline tries to recover from technology problems that started earlier this week. According to FlightAware, as of mid-morning Central Time, Southwest had canceled nearly 300 flights and more than 400 were delayed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.